Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We had heavy participation in our brain exercise / brain teaser, whatever you want to call it, yesterday. Lots of participation. We've been doing it every day this week. Today's is up and going. I've tweeted it out. I think, Willie, you have also tweeted it out as well. But we have today's brain teaser up there, so feel free to weigh in. A lot of you already are. But yesterday there was heavy, heavy participation. And I said, you know, about 85% of everybody got it wrong. Now, a lot of people did take second or third. But what's amazing is I don't tell anybody the answer till usually late at night. So I just kind of let people guess away. And what's always interesting to me is people that keep guessing, and I haven't told them if they're right or wrong. But somebody, if I told you 85% were wrong, the people that got it right, so a lot of them were probably second or third go-arounds. Our next guest, guys, was on a very, very, very short list. John Glennon from The Athletic, he privately asked me if his answer was correct, and John Glennon nailed it on the first try yesterday, was 73. And he now joins us on the show. John, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'd like to thank my University of Virginia degree for a long last paying off in some significant way, shape, or form.
My guess is you're still paying that off.
It's probably the case, yes. But, yeah, I'm glad you started with that, Darren, because I was going to ask you. I know I did submit my answer on Twitter very – very early, and I was wondering if I had made the cut. I was looking forward to one of those nice $50 deals for a nice de-stressing massage. I didn't know if I was an early enough winner to make the cut or not.
Oh, you, my friend, especially on the first crack, you definitely. In fact, I may throw in a couples massage at Blue River Canyon Day Spa in Brentwood just because of that.
Outstanding. The wife will be quite pleased to hear that.
Good job by you. Like I said, and I'm being serious. There were, I don't know the exact number. There were so many I'd have to sift through everything, but there were, very, very few that nailed it on the first crack. So good by you.
Thank you. It was very detailed. It was good puzzle. Hope you keep those up.
Well, we're trying to make sure our brains don't turn to mush during quarantine times, right? So, how do you think this is going to work? What do you think is the mindset right now of John Robinson and his staff and the scouts and Mike Vrabel of getting ready to navigate something that they've never had to do before? I mean, this is weird, right? There's not going to be fans. They're not going to be in a war room. These are different times. How do you think they're approaching this, and what do you think they're talking about as we sit here a couple weeks out?
I imagine that they are putting their IT guys through the ringer right about now, trying to work out every possible system that you can. Because as you said, we're so used to seeing the war rooms and everybody packed in there together and making communal decisions and so forth. And that is the very antithesis of social distancing. We've got a lot of people that are going to be in their separate homes, texting and calling and so forth. So it's going to be a challenge, and I think this has been pointed out too, but, things like trades, that take a little bit of time, maybe those aren't as likely to happen this year just because of the difficulties in communication, from within one team and between teams as well. It just takes a little bit longer, I think, this year. And there's been some speculation that maybe a little bit of time is added to some of the picks, maybe especially in the later rounds, to accommodate that. If a team wants to make a trade, especially in those later rounds, things click by pretty quickly because of the time that they're given. So maybe we'll see a little bit more time given, but it's going to be a draft like no one here has seen in quite some time.
Yeah, and at 29, you never know what's going to fall their way. What we have figured out, John, is it's extremely difficult to kind of get into John Robinson's head and figure out, you know, what he's going to do because, you know, for the most part, since he's been the general manager, you know, when they pick, it's like, oh, okay, well, none of us were predicting that. He certainly has done that with his trades. It seems like, you know, out of nowhere, boom, there's a Titans trade, and nobody was suspecting that trade was going to happen. I think it's extremely difficult to even throw out names. Who knows what it will look like at 29? I simply said yesterday on the show, I'm not even sure if we did a poll of what position would he draft if we could get, you know, a majority on that. So I'll ask you, if you had to pick the position, what do you think is number one on their board? If they found the right guy, they would like to address that position, what would it be?
I think you could make a decent case for three positions. I would say, obviously, D-line, you know, with the loss of Casey, and even though they signed Jack Crawford, you know, I think he's more of a rotational depth guy. I think you could make a case for offensive lineman, a tackle, even though you've got Kelly penciled in as your starter. I think you're going to need somebody for the future. And I think cornerback, too, especially, obviously, if Logan Ryan doesn't come back, you're going to need a good third corner, a good guy who can cover in the slot as well. So I think those are all three possibilities. I think, in my mind, the most pressing is probably defensive line right away because, again, often, you know, the right tackle, you've got Kelly penciled in. Corner, you've still got Adoree and Malcolm Butler coming back. Right now on the defensive line, you've got a big hole, you know, where that third starter was. So that to me is the most pressing. So I would think, you know, maybe it's that. That's where my next mock is going to go, I think. And you can read all about that next week in the Athletic.
Well done. So let me throw this your way and see if you agree or disagree. I think there are only two positions you could make a case that they wouldn't draft no matter what. And let me explain real quick with that first pick. I don't believe they'll take a quarterback, and I don't believe they will take a tight end, no matter who was on the board. I feel pretty good about that because I think it's unrealistic to think that, you know, Burrow or Tua would be there 29. So I don't think those two positions would get addressed no matter what. And I didn't throw in the running back position because I did want to ask you if, you know, the number one guy on their list was, I don't know, DeAndre Swift, let's just say, and he's there. If the best running back in the draft, according to them, is there, do you think they would spend the 29th pick on that or no?
If I had to put money, I would say no, just because we know in one way, shape, or form, you know, Derrick Henry is going to be coming back at least for next year, if not for more, and that's going to limit the amounts of opportunities that a running back pick this year is going to get at least for 1 year. So, do you really want to use a first round pick in that regard? Not out of the question because, hey, in another year, Derrick Henry might be gone, and you'd be looking at that back. But I would tend to think that there are positions that are a little bit more pressing, and I agree with you, too, on quarterback. Even if you find somebody that you really like, you know, you're pretty much locked into Ryan Tannehill now for 2 or 3 years. You know, the way his contract works, I believe, you know, fairly early in the offseason after this coming year, the Titans basically had to commit to his third year. So for the most part, you know, the Titans are kind of locked into Tannehill for a while, and I don't think there's a real good, you know, likelihood that you want to take a quarterback and have him sit for that amount of time, especially the way, you know, contracts are in terms of length are set up today.
John Glennon is with us from The Athletic, talking all things Titans right now as we count down towards the draft. And, you know, just picking up on that, John, you recently wrote about Logan Woodside's case to be the backup. So give us that, because it fits into the context of what you just discussed in terms of, is there another quarterback in the cards here?
Yeah, you know, I think Logan Woodside has a few things going for him in terms of, you know, maybe trying to win that number two quarterback spot for last year. You know, one, I think it's pretty clear that, that Vrabel and Robinson are both high on this guy. You know, they've talked about him several times. You know, they chose to bring him back and sign him to a futures contract this year, even though he hardly got to play last year. He was on the injured reserve practice squad. Then, secondly, again, I don't see the Titans drafting a quarterback in the early rounds. So if you're thinking about drafting a quarterback in the later rounds, well, is he really going to be better than a guy like Logan Woodside, you know, who's coming back? And kind of that's the third point, too, is that Logan Woodside is familiar through the past couple of seasons with the Titans system as opposed to somebody coming in new. And I think the less off season that we have means less time for anybody new to come in, whether that's a draft pick or a free agent, and learn the system and learn the scheme. So to me, I think the more time goes on without an off season, I think that betters Logan Woodside's chances as well. I still think they'll bring somebody in, a veteran, at some point. But, you know, I think he's going to get a decent chance of being number two.
That's another theme that you picked up on. What are the effects of not having an off season? You just hit on one of them. Another player you centered in on that you think would be affected, and maybe not in the best way, by not having the OTAs, et cetera, would be Jeffrey Simmons. Tell us why.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, basically last year Jeffrey Simmons, you know, got in there in week seven with no off season whatsoever. We all know he was coming back from the ACL surgery and didn't have you know, on off season, didn't have OTAs, didn't have mini camp, didn't have training camp. So in effect, you know, Jeffrey Simmons was using half the season that he played for his training camp, you know, and his off season. So I think, you know, given the opportunity for a full off season to kind of hone his skills, you know, to get more and more reps, I think, you know, that would be a huge benefit to him. And the fact that, you know, he may be changing responsibilities and getting increased responsibilities as well with Casey gone. You know, again, I think when you're in that situation as a second-year player, huge benefit in the offseason. In some ways, he's almost like a rookie in that regard because he hasn't had that whole experience. So, yeah, he's one guy I think that'll certainly be impacted by a shortened offseason.
And you also, and for some of the same reasons you just described, Nate Davis would fit into this category as well, true?
Yeah, and I think a few of those second-year guys, like Nate Davis missed, you know, a bunch of training camp, and Nate Davis is going to have to get used to working with Dennis Kelly as opposed to Jack Conklin. You look like a guy like DeAndre Walker, their fifth-round pick last year, you know, who was obviously injured very early in training camp, missed the whole year. This would have been great time for him, you know, the off season, the OTAs to get some time in, and probably even, you know, Amani Hooker as well, another guy going into his second year, maybe with Logan Ryan gone, maybe he's going to get some different responsibilities next year, you know, some more, you know, responsibility given to him by the coaches, some different positions perhaps, you know, and again, the less time you get in the off season, the less adaptations you can make and the more you have to rely on last year.
We're talking to John Glennon from The Athletic and kind of building on some of this conversation about not having the offseason. You know, one thing that I was already concerned about, or not having OTAs, I should say, one thing I was already concerned about is, you know, Mike Vrabel taking over as the defensive coordinator. You're bringing in Jim Haslett to be a part of the coaching staff. So there's a little bit of a change there, and not to mention John Arthur Smith going into year two as the offensive coordinator and now having a full season with Ryan Tannehill. So I'm a little concerned about some of that and being able to have those meetings and those discussions.
Yeah, I think so. To me, especially there on the defensive side, as you mentioned, you know, they haven't formally introduced who's going to be the defensive play caller yet, but certainly, you know, Mike Vrabel is a strong possibility. You know, and Mike Vrabel has been a defensive coordinator in the past and obviously has got a very good defensive resume. But at the same time, nothing really replaces kind of that game action in some of the OTAs that they tried to simulate last year in terms of a play caller being, you know, forced to make pressure decisions on the spot. And, of course, with Mike Vrabel, If he is indeed a defensive play caller, he's got the other coaching responsibilities to concern himself with as well. And, you know, then if it's Zane Bowen, again, that's a brand new role for him, defensive play caller. If it's Jim Haslett, he's learning, you know, a whole new system. And I think in general, you know, with so many, you know, two or three new faces on that defensive side of the staff, you know, the more time you can get in these new roles, the better off you'd be. So, yeah, it's shortened off seasons are tough for everybody, that's for sure.
Do you think that maybe what you were just saying about they haven't announced who the defensive play caller would be, do you think that they were going to figure that out during this time, that it could be somebody like a Jim Haslett that's done it before, it could be Vrabel, but now more by default just because of familiarity, he's going to go with himself?
I would think that those chances increase. You know, sort of like we talked about Logan Woodside and his chances getting better and better just because somebody new would have less and less time as this abbreviated offseason goes on. Same situation for Mike Vrabel. You know, even last year he was very involved in the play calling, certainly, you know, very, very familiar with this defense, certainly, more so than, you know, Shane Bowen knows his outside linebacker staff and Jim Haslett is new. So I think, yeah, familiarity would certainly increase the chances of Mike Vrabel being the play caller at this point. Again, you know, the less time you have in the offseason, the harder it is to adapt and to try a new role. So, yeah, that's where I'm looking as well.
What do you prefer, Swedish or deep tissue? Where do you go with that?
I could go with a little Swedish, I do believe. I'll have to ask the missus if it's a twofer. You know, I don't know if she if she's a fan of the Swedish or what, but that sounds good to me.
Well, these are the tough decisions that the Glennons will have to talk about this weekend moving forward on which massage they're going to get. Good job on that. Thanks for joining us, and you have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
That is John Glennon, who nailed yesterday's brain teaser on the first crack, and he is with The Athletic, and we do appreciate him joining us. Willie, why don't you tell us about Lee Company, and then we'll come back and do a little trivia with everybody.
All right, sounds excellent. Let's talk about Lee Company. 615-567-1000 is the phone number to call. And, of course, their services are available in many ways. I always tell you about the home maintenance plan. And the home maintenance plan is going to keep you on the ball as a homeowner. And you might be thinking about these things a little bit more if you've been working at home. You're kind of evaluating, you know, how efficiently is my home running these days? Well, home maintenance plan can help you with that because you're going to get four annual phone calls for a small monthly fee, about $12 a month. You'll get the calls about your air conditioning unit, your heating unit, your plumbing, and your electrical system. So all four of those, they're going to come in once a year to inspect, make sure they're running properly, make recommendations, and if there are some repairs that need to be made, you'll get discounts on those repairs. It all happens at Lee Company, 615-567-1000, or go online at leecompany.com and make an online reservation. Lee Company, proud sponsor of the Nashville Predators.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.